Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM, yeah. ESPN. I've been down so long it looked like up to me. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
All right, last segment to go here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Thanks again, Gabe Kuhn. Let me fill in for him today. Connor doing a great job producing the show as well. So we were talking about before the break about y'all smile. What puts a smile on your face? Because it's been depressing. Depressing. The Titans, you hope, but they're not close. Not close to doing much of anything. Grizzlies, it's been a long, 2 years with Ja Morant off the court, Ja Morant getting hurt, all the injuries that fell on the Grizzlies this year. It's been a long year. Then the year that you stink isn't the year that LeBron James is at the top of the draft. It's not the year that Shaq's at the top of the draft. You don't get one of those guys that doesn't appear, or Wembanyama even. You know, you get one of these other guys. Maybe you hit, maybe you don't, but there's no sure thing it doesn't appear in this draft. So that's not good. I haven't even talked about Penny Hardaway in that program. You remember, Connor, the last time I was on, back in the fall, and I said, man, you're trying to overhaul an entire roster, which is what he was doing, and that is very, very difficult to do. And people don't understand. They don't get it. The stuff that Calipari had to do at Kentucky, year in, year out, trying to get a team that did not know each other to find chemistry to play together and be playing their best ball at the end of the season going into the tournament. And sure, you could say, whoa, he had a ton of talent. Why does it matter? It does matter. Chemistry is everything in pro sports. It just is. You know, are there examples of teams that hated each other that have won a championship, you know, back in the 70s or whatever? Sure, there's examples. But I'm telling you right now, there's also examples of teams that may not have been the most talented, but had the best chemistry and were able to go steal a championship and win one because they were all playing in the right direction, got a little mojo going, and it was very difficult. And there was no mojo going with Penny Hardaway's team. None. So now it becomes, okay, you know, how are you going to fix it? You're going to go the quick fix and go the portal route? Because that's what it appears we're going to do again. We're going to go that route. And then we're going to try and do the same thing all over again and hope that you can find chemistry. I think maybe I'll be wrong. I think this portal thing is going to eventually end up backfiring on guys because it may work a year, but it's going to be awfully difficult if you live in the portal and that's how you're going to build your starting five every year is out of the portal to consistently have a team every year that competes. To me, you're playing with fire. And sometimes, you know, it might work. But I'm telling you, I think a majority of times before this is all done, Connor, it's going to cost Penny Hardaway his job because eventually time's going to run out. Whether you're a fan favorite and beloved and everything else here in Memphis, does not matter. You have to win. And expectations are huge. And if this happens again next year and the year after that, I think it's toodle time. I mean, there's just no way. He has to figure out a way to be better than what they were this year. But again, I think it's going to be a very hard ask.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I do think that it is a huge season coming up for Penny Hardaway. I think that the seat is warming without being warm. If you have another season like it was last year, I do think that conversations will begin. I will say this time around in the portal, they are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because of the way that they built the team last season. It was a lot of older players who have chosen to move on. They weren't really building the team with youth. Like you said, they were trying to bring in high-powered offensive players and work it that way, and it just did not work out. It was like when Caleb Mills went down, the team completely fell apart for a few different reasons. But this time around in the portal, they have been targeting guys who are defensive-minded. They fit Penny Hardaway's system. They're going after shooting, but they're also going after guys that they can try to build the program around, that they can be pillars of the program, if you will. That's why it was such a big deal that they went out and grabbed P.J. Haggerty, because he is still a young player who, you know, you could see
Connor,
being...
But wait, hold on.
Okay.
There are no pillars when we play in the portal, because there's a reason why the dude's in the portal. The dude's in the portal because he's trying to get to the league.
Well,
he's trying to figure out what's the quickest way to get there. So if Haggerty comes in and plays well, see ya.
Maybe. But, like, what if he doesn't?
Then you're screwed.
There's not really anything else they could do right now, though. They only have two guys. One guy, actually, that is committed to coming back, and that's Nick Jourdain. They don't have anybody else on the roster except for the guys that they're bringing in through the portal. So it's their kind of...
Whose fault is that?
I know. That's why I said last year they put themselves rock in a hard place, but that doesn't mean that that's not the route to go now. You have to have players. You've got to start somewhere. They are recruiting guys. They're going to have a few freshmen that are coming in, but you have to try to go after these young guys that you may be able to be here for a few years. That's why Dane Danger, somebody that has committed to the team, he might be here for a few years. Aaron Scott, somebody that they're targeting. John Bugs is somebody that they're targeting. They're targeting guys that have NBA aspirations but may still be a few years away from that. And I do think that going after the conference guys, because a lot of them have been coming from the American Conference that they're targeting. I think that these guys understand that if you go to the University of Memphis and you're with Penny Hardaway, that can get you to the NBA. They may not try to jump out of that. So all of this is, you know, possibilities that they're going after, but I think that's the only thing that they can really do right now. Yes, they put themselves in this situation, but that's really the only route that they can go right now to get themselves out of the situation. I will say, the philosophy behind this transfer...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The portal recruiting period has been much different than it was last year. Last year, they were going after the, you know, Javon Quinterly's, the big name guys that wanted the NIL money, that, you know, were trying to get to the NBA. They were seniors. They had, you know, playing time a lot in college basketball. This time around, they're going after younger guys, defensive-minded guys that can shoot, that would fit into Penny Hardaway's system. So I understand if there's still doubts. Everybody here, it's cautious optimism, if you even want to call it that, because we understand that, hey, the portal put us in a situation that it did last year, and it's, you kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't with it right now. But that's the only route they can go. It just really is, because they didn't. They kind of missed out on some of these freshman guys coming in, and that's why Penny has really hit the ground running, and he's going after Memphis kids, too, trying to get them here because it's more difficult for them to leave the Tigers after they've committed.
I'll tell you right now, if I'm a parent, why should I come by you? You replace half your roster every year with portal kids.
They get to the NBA, though.
How do you know? How do I know my kid's not going to come there? And in 2 years, he's going to be headed for the portal because you keep essentially the portal is essentially recruiting, right? So
sure.
Pretty much you're being Saban in Alabama all those years and you're just over recruiting and then pushing kids out of the way because you go find somebody better. This isn't the program of, okay, I'm going to recruit you as a freshman. Yeah, you might play. You're definitely going to get some run in sophomore year. Junior year, if you're playing well, you're going to play even more. That, to me, is kind of how this whole thing, you know, probably works. That's how you build your base and you consistently kind of build on
right.
it. He's trying to do it the Calipari way through the portal versus recruiting, but it's the same philosophy. It could lead to something gigantic and win a championship maybe and whatever if everything falls into place. But if I was guessing, it's going to be his downfall before this is over.
I hope not. I think if they continue with the philosophy that they're doing now with the transfer portal, I am under the belief that it'll be more successful than it was last year. They're going after guys that they believe will actually have team chemistry. Another big thing is, too, is that they didn't put that team together until August last year, and they're doing it now. So they're actually going to get playing time together during the summer. They'll be able to work out together. It's just that team was put together last year and held together with glue and tape a little bit more than I think everybody realized. And when Caleb Mills went down and their defensive point man of attack went down, the team just completely went into a free fall. And they were able to get it together a little bit by the end of the season, but it was far too late. And I do think if you get a guy, we're still waiting on an answer to with David Jones. I think it's a 50-50 coin flip right now, whether he goes to the draft or comes back. There's some tricky stuff with his NIL because he is, you know, he does not live within the United States. Like, so there, you have to figure out some things of how you can pay him. So I believe they're still trying to go through that process and figuring out if they can give him some NIL money. Me personally, I think that David Jones, if he wants NBA aspirations, he should probably go now, considering the season that he had last year. You don't want to hurt your stock. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does, because I do think that David Jones on this roster raises the ceiling significantly for the Tigers. But if he's not there, you got a little bit more work to do.
All right, so we talk about the Grizzlies. Nobody was laughing or having fun. That wasn't happy. There was nothing smiley about that. So that's another issue that you have. So Connor, the Prince of Positivity, you said they call you.
Yeah, they do.
So please lay it out for me. Like, what if I'm a Memphis sports fan, what am I happy about right now? What is there?
The Memphis Tigers football team, they came off of the 4-10 win season in program history.
Yeah,
Ryan Silverfield just got
he
just got an extension, and they are in prime position to potentially be in the college football playoff next year if they have a really good, really good season, the one that we expect them to have. They were able to keep most of their guys from the portal. They recruited really well. You know, you got Mario Anderson coming from South Carolina. He's going to be your running back. You know, you got Seth Hennigan as your senior quarterback. So they are looking like they are going to be primed to have a very good season. A lot of expectations could go the wrong way, but right now, cautious optimism with that. Where you look at the Grizzlies, you got G.G. Jackson. You got John Morant coming back next year. Jaren Jackson Jr. made a leap. You're going to be healthy. Vince Williams Jr. has come to light. So you are going to be in a position to contend next year. Everybody is trying to look, you know, at it glass half full with the Grizzlies this year. You were able to find some light in the darkness. So that's where we're sitting. It was a bad sports year for Memphis basketball, but we are hoping that we can bounce back and be Grind City again next year.
That's pretty good. I got to say, you are the Prince of Positivity for a reason. I'm not quite sure about the college football playoff thing, but, you know, weird things have happened. We'll see how Memphis football does next year. Coming up tomorrow, Jeff Calk, it's 5 o'clock. Oh, buddy, what will we discuss tomorrow? I can't wait. I think I want to talk to Jeff tomorrow about Caitlin Clark. I think there's a lot of undue stuff put on her right now that is unfair for her to try and live up to and expectations. You're making comparisons to people that, to be honest with you, I think it's an impossible journey we're trying to put Caitlin Clark on here. We'll talk to Jeff Calkins about that. Coming up tomorrow at 5 on The Game Coon Show here on 929 ESPN Memphis. Have a good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.